It's supercilious then, right?
Extreme.
Isn't it time for you to leave?
I'll be happy to. Redundant, that's what, I guess what we're saying. Okay, 2264, amending R202.
Joe Holland, Hoover Tree Wood Products. There was a definition submitted for balloon frame construction during the glitch cycle, and we submitted a comment on that, and neither one of them were considered as solving the problem and providing the definition for balloon frame. So this is my attempt to try to provide a definition for balloon frame, a term that's used in the residential code.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this, either first in favor or B against?
I just had one comment. In the residential code, it says masonry construction.
Okay, say who you are, though, for the record. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any problems with it. In the residential code, it does say, don't ask me how, but masonry construction is balloon frame construction. So this is going to have studs in here. We're going to need to say balloon frame or wood frame balloon frame construction, something like that. Yeah. So we don't wind up having to build our masonry building out of studs.
I think that's the intent, and that's a good idea.
All right. Anybody else want to speak on this? I thought there was somebody up there a minute ago. All right. Okay, well then, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Did you want to amend it anyway, Jack, what was described or based on that or not? Just go as it is?
No, I'd like to see him take the masonry out of balloon frame construction.
All right. You wanted to say something?
I'm just going to look.
I was just going to suggest instead of saying stud, just say where the walls are continuous from floor to floor. That should solve the problem.
That word material.
Is that a Jack, you accept as a friendly?
Yes.
All right, so the amendment is strike studs and put walls. Since the proponent did it, we won't vote on that separately. All in favor, as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
You can give us a chance for a discussion on that.
Okay. I did, but go ahead. Sure. Walls. Charlie?
Yeah, saying walls are continuous floor to floor, I don't think anybody going to perceive that as walls are continuous floor to floor. What you're talking about is with regards to wood frame is that the studs are continuous floor to floor. The walls are always going to be continuous.
Good point.
I think he's right.
I agree with
him. All right, let's fix this.
Joe, maybe you can enlighten us, Joe. What would you call masonry that goes up to the rafters?
Joe would call it good.
I would call it excellent. Yeah, full height masonry.
Full height masonry?
If it went all the way up to the underside of the roof, that'd be called full height masonry.
So,
I don't know how they deal with balloon frame.
Well, that's typically used in the wood frame industry. So, do you have a problem with this definition of wood balloon frame specifically dealing with wood?
What I would like to do, if I can do this, is you guys have a change in here to that section that where masonry is included as balloon frame. It says that in the beginning, somewhere in the design criteria of the IRC, at the end of the floor building permit residential. I can submit a public comment there and just strike that out of it.
Can we do that? Can we approve? My preference would be to approve this as submitted, and then you can provide a public comment.
All right. So, who made the second?
I did. And I withdraw. As far as the amendment,
all right,
I withdraw.
So we're going back to the proposal as originally written.
Right, comment.
End of story. Go ahead.
R301.1.2. The only place, and there's two places. There's also one in the high velocity where balloon frame is used. Construct the requirements of this code are based on platform and balloon frame construction for lightweight frame buildings. I think that pretty well excludes masonry.
Okay.
I'll look real quick, but I think the reference in chapter 44 is very similar.
Any further discussion on it as originally submitted?
In fact, the reference in high velocity hurricane zone basically does this definition, but only for high velocity. So.
All right. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
What section is that, Jack?
It's unanimous.
Three. 302 or 301.1.2.
Joe, you got that this was not amended, right? It was back to the original language as originally proposed. Okay, good. So that's 8-0. Okay, next is 2689, amending 301.2.1.1. Joe?
That's just adding in the categories from AMA 2100 for sundry categories.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this?
Bob Boyer, BOAF Code Development. We support this change.
We did approve this in the building code.
Sigi Valentin, AMA, we support this change.
All right. Second?
Second.
Discussion? George? We already approved this for the building. This is a companion for residential? Okay,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we made a change in the original one, which I would submit an amendment to change this one to strike in the first paragraph where it says sunroom shall be categorized in one of the following categories, and then strike the words by the permit applicant or property owner. I offer as amendment, which was in the other proposal.
Do you
remember
what change that was?
No. Okay, so
I want to see the
amendment is to make the language the same as what we did in the building version of this, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
That's what we did.
Yes, it is.
What was the change?
I'm trying to
see what number you mean?
Yeah.
Change number?
2690 or 2680, one of those. 2688.
It's 2690, isn't it?
2688 was the one we modified.
Oh, yeah, 2680 is correct. It's or designer of record was struck.
We took all that out of there.
I know, I said struck. As amended, 8-0.
We put a period after categories and eliminated the rest of the sentence.
Correct, because George said it was addressed to the administrator.
All right.
Yes.
So can you just make the note, Mo, that that's the same as 2688 amendment? Okay, so the same as 2688 amendment. Any further discussion?
Just want to clarify, what you were reading that person, that designer thing?
No,
that
I,
was an amendment we started to put in, then you back up. So you got that straight?
Yeah, I was just reading what I had my notes, but yes, it was all struck is what I was getting to after that. Okay.
I want to make sure we get that straight.
It's the same as what was done in 2688. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So it's 8-0 as amended. Using the same change made to 2688. We'll make sure staff has that. You got that over there, folks? Okay. Nice. 2585, and there is a comment. I'm not sure if that's the one we want to use or not, but is
no,
Kirk?
Comment is just that, a comment.
Oh, okay. Kirk Grundle, 2585, revised story heights. Anybody here want to speak in favor? Anybody want to speak on it, against it, or for it? Seeing no public comment. Is there a second?
Second. With a comment.
Okay.
This is consistent with his previous change that allows wall stud height to go to 11 feet 7 inches to accommodate wood floor truss depth.
So it's the same as the residential.
Which we approved.
All right. All in favor say aye.
This is a residential change.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, residential companion. Okay,
well,
great.
Well, the other was residential as well.
All right. 8-0, approved. Okay, so 2585 was approved at, as written. 8-0. Next is 2601, amending R308.6.9.
Bob Boyer, Palm Beach County Building Department, on behalf of CW. Basically, this is more of a house cleaning thing. He's trying just relocating a code section in the same code book so that the sections stay, testing and labeling requirements are in the same place in both the building and the residential, just trying to make it more user-friendly.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this one? For or against? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Rusty.
Where does it show that he's putting it back in?
In the rationale.
In the rationale, yes.
But it, what change does it?
Yeah,
that was my question.
That was my question.
He, according to his rationale, he's moving it from 308.6.9 to 613.3.1.1. But what change does that?
You're right, Jack. He's not correct. So we need to deny it. Let him come back and fix it.
We will.
All right. All in favor, say aye. Zero. All opposed?
Aye.
Eight. Bob,
thank you.
You want to make a note that he needs to make a comment?
I will make a comment.
The reason it was denied is because it didn't address what he was trying to do.
Well, he took it out, but he didn't put it back in.
Right. Okay. All right, 2568, amending R308.
Mike Moore, Newport Partners, representing Dietrich Metal Framing. I'm the proponent, and after talking with staff yesterday, I have a comment that I'd like to submit, so I'll pass that out.
Go ahead.
Basically, the original proposal that I submitted was on language that that staff indicated to me would not be transferred from the 2004 FRC. So this right here is 2006 IRC language that that I'm pulling over that staff has indicated they wanted transferred from the 2006 IRC into the code. This change is basically what I was looking to do in my original proposal, which is the one on there. Betty, do you have the updated comment, and could we show that on the screen? The one that I gave you yesterday, electronic copy. This proposal seeks to do the same thing.
It's what we have right here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This proposal seeks to do the same thing as the original proposal, or this comment, I should say. It just has different language that's being used. You'll see there that language is everything from the IRC, and changes have been made accordingly. There are two main changes. One is that is the title that says now termite-resistant materials for R320.5, and the other is the addition of cold-form steel framing as a termite-resistant material. Proponents of this would have you believe that this section belongs to the wood industry. Well, that's not true, because this section is entitled Protection Against Subterranean Termites. It's not a material-specific section. That's why the first six or seven items deal with pesticides. The point of this section is to protect consumers and their structures from termites, and so we need to stick with that moving forward. And right now, the way it's written, there's de facto discrimination between termite-resistant materials by only specifying two: naturally durable wood and pressure preservative treated wood. So what this would do by sticking in a place mark for termite-resistant materials is it more accurately reflects the practices of integrated pest management. We remove the de facto discrimination that now exists between materials. We're not impacting the cost of construction here at all. There's no requirement to use any one of these materials. And you're providing architects, engineers, and builders with more options when you're specifying code-recognized termite-resistant materials. So I hope you'll consider this today.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak in favor? Against?
Oh, also, could I add that the DCA, who was here yesterday, was prepared to speak in favor, but they're not here today, as was the University of Florida, so...
You mean not DCA, you mean DAC?
I'm sorry, the Department of Agriculture, yes.
Right. This corrects the concerns that the work group had previously that was making...
That's correct, and this was sent out to the work group, too.
Okay. Against, then? You might as well stay around, because you'll have your rebuttal if you need it.
Jeffrey Stone, American Forest and Paper Association. A couple of issues. Number one, this section does not discriminate against any materials. Termites devour and live on cellulose material. They don't eat wood, they don't eat steel, concrete, aluminum, plastic. It's the whole intent and the history of this code change is addressing wood material. Second of all, it should be noted is that on the website, we have staff has developed some modifications to the code to bring forth the existing amendments. Because of the structural changes and the format changes of the IRC and the IBC with respect to termite resistant and decay resistant, that whole section really needs to be redrafted. I will submit a public comment redrafting that section, including the comments by staff that are on the website, to address that. What I would suggest is that the termite task force also be... The commission be recommended to the termite task force be brought together again to vet those changes that I'm going to do through a public comment. I don't think this code change is necessary. We're only citing if you're going to start citing materials that are termite resistant other than wood, because that's what the code section was always about, has been about for a half century. Then you need to list them all. So that's my point. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak against?
Bill Towson, representing Arch Wood Protection, and I agree with Dr. Stone's comments. We feel that this is unnecessary. There are some problems with the way that it's worded in there, and we would urge that the committee not approve this change. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak again? Okay. Would the proponent like their rebuttal opportunity?
Yes, please. If this is only about wood, then why does it apply to all types of construction? This is termite treatment and termite protection is required for all types of construction. And so this isn't just about wood. It's about termites tunneling through foam. It's about protecting structures. And also Florida has identified it as a consumer issue as far as protecting the interior of structures. That's been made clear to me in termite work group meetings that that's a focus of the code here. So let's not fool ourselves by thinking that this only applies to wood. If wood wants it only to apply to wood, then they can remove the requirement for or put in a proposal to remove the requirement for termite protection for other structures, which we'd be fine with. But I don't think that's protecting the consumer. So actually, we wouldn't support that. But basically, what this is doing is saying, okay, if we're going to talk about termite-resistant materials, let's talk about that and allow other materials to enter the playing field, too, and to be recognized. Thank you.
Does the opponent want an opportunity for rebuttal, one between you? You're the spokesperson for the opponent?
I think so.
The three of you agreed. Okay.
I've listened to the testimony, but what I haven't heard is what the problem is we're trying to fix. Now, I don't know anybody that would say that you couldn't use steel in lieu of treated wood. So, I mean, I just don't understand what we're trying to fix here. I urge you to reject it.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, Jack.
I second it. I would laughingly vote, but not vote in order for it to fail, but I second it to allow Dr. Stone the opportunity to submit the change that he offered to do. Clearly, it is the intent of 320.5 to talk to preservatively treated naturally resistant wood. Foam is NO6. There is no necessarily requirement for masonry. I don't think anybody would assume that a termite's going to bore through steel. So I applaud Dr. Stone for offering to make the fixes necessary for both decay-resistant and termite-resistant wood, and second it for that purpose.
Further discussion from TAC.
Encourage voting the amendment down.
Yeah, you're going to... Would the action for us be to vote it down?
A negative vote allowing Dr. Stone to submit his comment to fix the whole thing.
All right, all in favor, say aye. Zero. All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
0-8, so it fails. Okay. Next is 2586, amending 404.1. And this is a Kirk Grundle, who has a bunch of these. Is anybody here for Kirk? All right. Well, this says reject IRC 404.1 change. Anybody want to speak? Seeing none. Is there a second? Or do you guys need a minute to look or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, and then I'll see if there's no second or if there is a second.
Let's go.
Okay, is there a second? Dies for second. No second. Okay. Next is 2649. Oh, that's deferred, right? Okay. Next is 2587. There's comments there, revising references to some documents. I guess Kirk's still not here. Does anybody want to speak on 2587?
I haven't really looked at this, but if this is just updating to the newest standard, I would urge you to do that. The new BCSI bracing.
The note says here to use the comments for each instance. So we're looking at 2587 with comment 1. I guess that's per proponent. I don't know. That's by the proponent. Okay. Is there a second on 2587 comment 1?
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Question.
Okay.
Mo, did you receive those standards, and if so, why didn't the TAC get them? He indicated in the proposal he mailed copies of the standard. Why didn't we get him to review?
We did receive a copy, I remember, and we sent an email out. We instructed the proponent to provide copies to the TAC.
I just have a personally have a problem with approving a standard I haven't seen.
No, if you have not seen it, then
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it, Jack. So.
All right. Well,
is it okay, Jamie?
All right.
I trust you.
Jamie, do you recommend approval or not?
Yeah, mark the date and time.
What?
Second.
Okay, well, Jamie says he's good with it. Okay, all in favor of 2587, comment 1, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous.
Are we approving comment 1?
That's correct. 2588 with comment 1.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. What about 2583? You have a second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
2584. Anybody want to speak on this one? There's a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so 2587 comment 1 was approved. 2588 comment 1 was approved. 2583 was approved. And 2584, all with an 8-0 vote. You got that okay? Okay, great. Next is 2574. One Jackie Glenn.
He's not present.
Yeah, I am. But I'm not the proponent. I submitted that on behalf of Dick Wilhelm and some because I was logged on the computer. It shows me as the proponent, but I'm not.
<That's> Okay.
Good morning, members of the committee. I'm Dick Wilhelm with the Fenestration Manufacturers Association.
I'm Ziggy Valentin from AMA.
You know, Siggy and I, great pleasure to sit here before you this morning and offer this modification. This was a request by the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee almost 2 years ago now to try to come up with a minimum standard for the installation of windows in masonry construction. And this is specific to masonry construction. As again, we would like to caution that don't anybody assume that this is going to replace manufacturers' insulation instructions because it won't. This is supposedly a fallback position or a default, if you will, if a man's in the field doing the installation and he throws the installation instructions away, or God forbid he's working with a company that doesn't even have insulation instructions, that at least the building official will have something to guide him by. I would be glad to quickly explain to you what this modification does. It requires drainage when using sill pan flashings. It would require CMU or concrete sealer 9 inches around the window opening, which would be applicable by the installer. It would require complete encapsulation of the sill with a sealer. Requires that stucco not be allowed to bury the window or block the weep hole. Requires screeds at the bottom of stucco joint intersections, and it provides sealant specifications. With that, of what it does, we would go ahead and take any questions, if there are any questions, but I'd like to end our discussion with something for the record that both of our associations would like to say.
Anybody else in the public wish to speak on 2574?
In opposition.
All right. Well, hold on a second. This is for clarity's sake. You guys, once you finish your presentation, I'll ask for anybody else for and against, and you'll have your rebuttal, et cetera. So if you want to make a brief statement, please go ahead.
Modification 2574 is the result of 2 years of extensive meetings by the joint FMA-AMA task group to seek a solution to the water intrusion issue identified by the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee. Ongoing validation testing, both in the field and the lab, has not been completed to fully prove out the protocol described in this modification. AMA and the FMA are fully committed to the research required to fully validate the installation protocol. We are aggressively working toward a solution to those concerns. We ask that you approve this as written. As we continue in the testing phase over the next 30 days, we will offer test results if there are any changes, and they will be amended to the final version before presenting this to the full building commission. Thank you very much for your time, and it was a pleasure doing business with you.
You might want to stay nearby because you'll probably want your rebuttal. Well, hold on, George. We'll get back to them. Who else wants to speak in favor of this?
Jim Shock, Duval County. I'd like to say I would be in favor, understanding that they're going to continue with the completion of their testing and can respond within the 45-day period.
Okay. Anybody else?
Steve Strawn from Geldwin. I'd like to offer my support for this as well, with the caveat that the manufacturer's instructions always take precedence.
Anybody else?
Dave Olmstead, PGT, same comment.
Okay. Anybody else in favor? Anybody want to speak against it?
Joe Belcher from the Florida Concrete Products Association. And we're not speaking against the change, we're speaking against some of the aspects that they're laid on the masonry here. We don't really think that, since they haven't completed the testing, we don't really think that the provisions, like for a sealant around 9 inches around the opening, there's no evidence that water leaks at that 9-inch around the opening juncture. We do have evidence that that sealer will create a bond break for stucco. We're going to have a problem with stucco bonding there. You're going to wind up with denomination, and you're going to wind up, then you will wind up with a place for the water to run and leak. Dick said that this applies to masonry. There's a section I'm looking at here, and, you know, we're looking at a code change that we have sections that are R6XX. R6XX is prescriptive requirements for window installation in wood frame construction, so that seems to address more than just masonry. I'm talking with Dick, and we will be working with Dick and Siggy to try to see what the testing showed, see if we can suggest some modifications to this. At this point, we do not think this is anything that should be accepted. You should maybe direct them to come back to you or something of that nature, but I don't see how you could possibly approve this. The language is very, very uncode-like. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak against? Would the proponent like an opportunity to rebut? No? All right. Then is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Second vote.
All right. George is already first, and you already second. So I've got Charlie second. Go ahead, George.
And you can ask question under there. The definition section under flashing. At the end of that definition of flashing, it talks about, it says, see mechanically attached flashing, self-adhering flashing, pan flashing. Again, perhaps that's an area that needs some work. I couldn't find that in the document. Maybe that's...
Apparently it's in the definitions, George.
Within the definition, there's another... It's a reference to another definition? Okay, mechanically.
Page 1.
Okay.
Does that address your concerns, George?
Well, then the follow-up question, then, is all of those items then in the text of the requirements themselves?
Yes.
I assume you have a definition so that you can...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Charlie, then Craig.
Yeah, I just have a question. Procedural is... I think it's high time that we had this subject covered in the code. But this is needs work. What's our best option is now that we've got it on the floor to turn it down and then
give the proponents
a chance to come back with the fixes.
If you feel that it's not exactly ready, then you could vote against it. Make a comment as to why you think what it needs, and then the proponents could submit a comment. If that corrected it, the PAC would be able to look at it, and you could vote for it at the next PAC meeting, if that's your pleasure. Otherwise, we'll go along the list, and we'll take Craig. And
yeah, I concur with all the comments that Mr. Belcher said, first of all. Next, I don't think this needs to be in the body of the code. We have already manufacturer installation instructions take precedent. This is a major change to the way we do things in construction, and we're not there yet for this to be mandatory code language, nor are we going to get there within the next couple of months of this code change cycle. Let's don't forget that the water infiltration problems that caused all this was a specific problem in Central Florida relative to new construction that 50% of it approximately was due to workmanship issues. of the balance of it, a significant amount of it was due to the limited number of window manufacturers who their product didn't even comply with the industry standard of 15% of design pressure. Those are facts.
Okay.
I just think this should be rejected. I cannot see where this is a good code change. Can't see where it even close to being ready at this point in time.
All right. Jack?
This is not mandatory code language. This is a prescriptive alternative. Manufacturer's instructions still are allowed. It does address what manufacturer's instructions don't address, and that's the installation specific to the type of location based on a particular problem being water infiltration. It does need work. I was one of the people that participated, which is why I left, because I can't vote. My conscience, I'm conflicted in voting on it, and I will leave before the vote's taken. But I didn't felt like, based on what Craig said, I think it needs to be clear that this is a prescriptive alternative. This is not a mandate.
Okay. We're actually, I think we're ready to vote. We'll go ahead. George and Rusty. Because I think we see kind of the writing on the wall.
Well, I support the concept because it's helpful to have a fallback position of prescriptive requirements. I think it needs to be worked on, like Joe Belcher mentioned. There's a lot of code language or fine-tuning needs to be done in there. There needs to be some type of a preliminary statement at the beginning of this that these requirements are in a alternative prescriptive method for installation of windows. It just starts out at add definitions to Chapter 2, and then it goes forward into prescriptive requirements. But this whole section ought to be separated out and made clear as to what it is, that it's an alternate method.
All right. Rusty?
I concur with what George said about the opening statement stating that it's an option to, because I don't think that's clear. Secondly, I was under the impression that if a manufacturer elected to utilize these, that the NOA had to specifically say that he could utilize a prescriptive. It's back in the meetings I attended. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, are you referring to the Miami-Dade County Notice of Acceptance?
Miami-Dade, FL number, any.
Oh, okay. You're bringing an NOA in is conclusive of everything. No, the issue here is the manufacturer's installation instructions supersede this. This is a fallback position. If a building official wants to look at the job and have something to couch it against, this is what he would use.
Okay. Doe, and then we'll call the question.
Let me just make round this issue up. I mean, I hear all the comments, and I agree with everyone, from Joe to everyone else. Again, this is a very important issue for the commission, and as far as the Hurricane Research Advisory Council recommendations, obviously it needs more work. I think the proponents have stated that fact. It needs more work. I think it's one of, do we show a positive support sign if we pass it in light of the fact they need more work? I would support this just so that we give a positive message that this is the way to go, and I'd be more, if the work that they are working on in the next meeting doesn't shore up the gaps of code language and the corrections, I'll be the first one to recommend rejecting it. But for this case, I will vote for it just to show that this is an important issue. Work needs to be continued, and I think this is an important issue for the state.
All right. Dan, and then we'll call the question.
Yeah, I have somewhat of a question in my mind as to whether or not this type of language really belongs in the code. It's really reducing it to a cookbook type of situation rather than code language. The detailed installation instructions of a product seems to me should be left with the manufacturer rather than to put it in the code. Maybe if we're going to go this route, do we need to provide installation instructions for roofing systems, installation instructions as to how you install a TAPCON. I mean, it can go on and on and on, and I'm just not, I don't believe that a code book is where you put that kind of information. I think code should set standards. If you want to have something like this maybe written into another standard, like an AMA standard or something of that nature, maybe that's where it belongs. Certainly manufacturer standards are essential because they're referred to in the manufacturer's literature relating to their warranties, and it's and certain portions of it may be even referred to in NOAs. But I'm not sure this is the right direction to go.
Okay. All right. Charlie, you want to say something before we take the vote?
Yeah. There is a standard where this belongs, and it's ASTM E2112. And right now, 2112 is not there, and this is not a modification to 2112, but it's a thing that in the two conferences that we had on the hurricane damage back 2 years ago, this was clearly a major problem and more of a problem in the interior part of the city, or at least that's where the real complaints came from.
Okay, Craig. Okay.
And
we need to go ahead and vote this. I think we're already, people are where they are.
I favor getting it in the code. It needs to be fixed, and I'm stressed as to which way to vote that gives somebody an opportunity to fix the things that have been talked about and get it and get the message to the commission that it ought to approve it.
Okay. One quick follow-up, Jeff. Maybe the proponents can answer this. I believe these provisions were submitted to E2112, correct? And it went through a first ballot and had substantial number of negative votes and have not been resolved at this point in time.
No,
yes, he asked me a question. Go ahead.
Through the chair, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. These have been submitted to the ASTM E2112 EO6 committee. They're going through their process currently. What you probably, I believe, may be misconfused there is the relative. It's been through the AMA balloting process two times, and there was some negative comments, which obviously have to be addressed. That's the situation.
Right.
Okay. All.
But also, I'm not through.
That's what a balloting process
EO6
is all about. EO6
is not resolved. The negatives that have been cast on this, and there are a substantial number of them. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All in favor of this proposed amendment, raise your hands, please. One, two, three. All opposed? One, two, three. Okay. Wait.
I'm sorry. What was that vote?
We're voting on 2574. I asked all in favor to raise their hands first.
All in favor?
Right. And I got three people. And now all opposed? Should be four people. Okay. Four. Right. We do have seven still here, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. So I guess you heard the comments and the reason for the denial, and you know you have an opportunity to try to make it correct, I guess, between now and the next period. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. We have 2673. From Randy. Randy, you want the comment version, comment one, or what is that what you're requesting?
Again, Randy Shackford, Strong Tie. The only difference in the comment, yes, use the comment, but there's no change in the actual change itself. Again, it's just showing that this change is to IRC wording. If you could look up there, the changes that you've seen today are changes that I also submitted to ICC. And I will tell you that if you can look up there, this was accepted at ICC with the exception of the exception that I struck there, that was left in. And so I would ask maybe in the interest of consistency, which is really what I was looking for here, if a member might propose that it be accepted as modified, keep the exception. What we're doing here is we're replacing a 16D nail, which does not work very well into the side of a 2x4 with a 10D 0.148 by 1.5, which is not a proprietary nail. That's a generally available nail. That's a nail that most of the nail tools that the guys here in Florida use to install hurricane ties and connectors
uses. And we provide calculations to show that it does provide an equivalent capacity. This is just in the IRC, mainly the non-wind area anyway, but I just urge your approval. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak on this? Is there a second?
Second.
Do you want to project?
As amended by the proponent.
All right. The amendment is to put the exception back in per proponent, and that's what Jack's proposal is. So it's as amended for the discussion. Rusty and Charlie, your hand.
I support the change from eliminating 16, which you can't do, to 10s, but I do object to the exception because one of the best reasons you put a strap across a notch is when a guy comes across there with a nail gun, he doesn't put nails through into the pipe that's in that notch. So I think, Jack, you should take that exception out. Because what that allowing you to do is not put the strap across, you just put the panel sheet across it.
Okay. I guess.
Then you get gun nails in your pipe.
I think what the proponent suggested is that he's fine with that, but this is what we did elsewhere already, correct?
If I can suggest, this is not going to change the pipe protection requirements. That's back in the plumbing section, so it won't affect that for pipe protection at all.
I disagree.
All right. Charlie and then Jack.
No, I don't.
Jack?
I was just going to confirm what Randy said. The protection of piping is in the plumbing section of the code, and this won't impact it at all. So whether you have the exception or not, you're still going to have to protect the pipe.
Okay, well, in that case, any further discussion? All in favor of this amendment, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so it's 7-1. I'll explain it to you. Here's what happened.
Just make a note of my objections because the exception's coming up.
All right. The vote was 6-1 in favor, as amended. The amendment was, using comment one version, the amendment was to add back the exception in. So it's 6-1 in favor as amended. Okay, does that get your question, Betty? Okay. And, okay, that's that one. You're okay over there, right, guys? All right. Okay, we go to 2683, one Joe Belcher. Amending 609.9. Joe?
Sorry.
And there's a comment. I think the thing says use comment one. You can verify that.
Yeah, because there's nothing in the change. You have to use the comment.
Right. Okay. Well, this is adds grade 40 steel.
Adds grade 40, Joseph.
When we did the original rewrite for the masonry for chapter 6, it was based on grade 60. The structural tech mentioned, Joe Belcher for Florida Concrete Product Association, structural tech, Commissioner Perino mentioned that there's a lot of grade 40 out there, so we added grade 40 in. We added the tables in, but the section that tells you to use steel said only said grade 60, so this is just to catch that up.
Okay, anybody else in the public? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Doe?
Yeah, you're first. Hey, Joe, I know there's still grade 40 out there, but is that a typical grade nowadays that...
Well, here's the situation. We've got Buku tables that include grade 40 in that was adopted in the 2006 supplement. But the charging section says grade 60. So we have all those tables. We need to have the charger to let you use grade 40.
My comment is, everyone, default grade is grade 60 now, is it not?
No. Well, that's what I thought. But again,
Craig,
Commissioner Perino deals in that.
Let's let Craig answer that. Craig.
Working for a major distributor, reinforcing steel on residential concrete masonry projects, approximately one half of this of the rebar that's delivered is grade 40, as specified in the design.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree about that.
Go ahead, sure.
I understand what manufacturers are using specified, but what do the national standards recognize as minimum grade? What does the ACI recommend or masonry in their manuals require?
Well, ACI doesn't have any, they cover all kinds of steels. Okay. IRC, they don't, they use I'm not sure what they use in the IRC. It's a lot smaller than anything we use, so that's why we were modifying all that. They don't deal with wind.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, yeah, but the hurricane-resistant construction manual does deal with wind, and that thing doesn't have grade 40 in it. At this point, I didn't know that this was a burning issue with Craig. So the revisions that have been put in Florida Building Code are not in the HRC yet, and it's still open for comment, so that's not a problem.
Craig, if you want to respond or not. No?
It's not a burning issue with me. I'm just stating the fact that what's the norm of construction out there right now for at least half of the project is grade 40 steel. And the main reason why you use grade 40 steel is for field fabrication of rebar. Grade 40 is more easily field fabricated. If you fabricate with grade 60 in the field, it's impossible. It's just, not literally impossible, but no one wants to do it. Okay, it's a task. Then you're in a prefabricated steel. That's the reason why grade 40 is used. So this is a good code change, unless somebody could figure out a problem with grade 40 that doesn't exist.
Jack, and then let's go ahead and vote. Jack and Dan, let's go ahead and vote.
A general comment first, and then specific to this. We went through a tremendous effort in 2005, 2006, to make the IRC work in Florida. It obviously was written, prescriptive requirements. The prescriptive requirements were written such that you really couldn't use it because of our wind issues. I think, and agree with Joe, that this was an oversight. They created the tables for grade 40 and neglected to fix the charging statement. That's all this does.
Should be editorial.
But I just want to once again remind everybody that the Florida Building Code residential volume is written around the premise that you should be able to design a house, because its scope is so limited, without having to go to an engineer. And that's why we've added all this prescriptive language, just like the change that was previously addressed on the water infiltration issue. The document to be user-friendly and to fit the need that it was designed for must be kept up to date prescriptively, with particular attention being paid to wind, because the ICC has chosen not to consider wind an issue. They continually say it's a Florida-specific problem. So it's going to fall on us to keep that document in line with wind provisions. So I think it's a good change. It adds the necessary charging language to use the tables that were developed last year.
Dan?
Call a question.
Well, there's two people who want to speak, so Dan and Jamie. Go ahead, Dan. Then we'll call the question.
The statement here of requiring reinforcement to be grade 60 or grade 40, what does that refer to? I don't have the rest of the text in front of me for this code section. You can design a building with grade 40. You can design a building with grade 60. I personally haven't used grade 40 steel in 25 years because it's just not state-of-the-art. But there's nothing wrong with using it. If you have and I take exception to what Jack says about how simple houses are. Houses are not simple anymore.
They are
complex designs, and they should have a design professional, but that's another issue.
Was that a question to me, Commissioner?
As far as the design for grade 40 or grade 60, if we've got tables that are set up for only grade 60, that's you can't use grade 40. But if they're set up for grade 40, there's no reason why they can't be used. Now, if there's some requirements that say you have to have X number or number 5 bars, and there's no specificity for grade, then that becomes another problem. Can I ask through the chair for Joe to explain that so we have that clear?
Okay. What we had originally in the IRC, the prescriptive requirements could not be used in Florida. So we changed the code to say that if your basic wind speed was 100 or higher, you could not use any of those prescriptive requirements. We submitted a group of prescriptive requirements for masonry construction, and the original submittal was all based on grade 60 steel. In the discussions, it was request that we put grade 40 in there. So we have tables based on number 4 or number 5 steel and grade 40 or grade 60. However, in the section, the general section that talks about the steel, it only says grade 40. I just overlooked including grade 40 in that little charging section that said reinforcement steel shall be It says, you know, shall be grade 60, I think is the way it says it. And what I'm trying to do is say grade 60 or grade 40. If you don't accept this change, we still have the tables in there for grade 40, number 5 and number 4 bars. But there's no charging section that allows you to use them. So I actually consider this editorial. I'm glad that it came forward here. I really thought it was an editorial change. Just to...
I see.
All right, okay. Jamie?
This change being editorial, and we're setting this language in the code as a minimum, shouldn't it then strike the 60 and just keep it as 40 as the minimum?
Is that a question to me?
Well, in general terms, I'm thinking if we're trying to establish the minimum, shouldn't it just say shall be a minimum grade of 40, number 5?
Craig?
Being that, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Being that the tables are set up for grade 60 or grade 40, minimum should just come out. And it should just say reinforcing steel shall be grade 60 or grade 40.
I have no objection to that.
Okay, is that your amendment?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All right, any discussion on just the amendment, which is to say grade 60 or grade 40? All right, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Going back to the amendment as amended, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, so it was approved using comment 1 as amended, which is basically using the terminology grade 60 or grade 40. All right, Joe, you're still there.
I'm here.
692.
And I have an amendment. I gave the electronic copy to Betty yesterday. You still have it, Betty?
I have a hard copy.
And the amendment is just for clarification. It doesn't actually change the provisions. The concern here, the International Residential Code, which is now the Foundation Code for the Affordable Residential, says you can use a mortar as grout. And our concern was that we would have mortar on the job site.
We're okay.
Get turned on, but they get our concern was that somebody adding too much water on the job site and winding up getting below 2,000 psi SM for the grout. So we're just trying to clarify that concern. What we say is, do you have it up there?
No, I don't think they have it to the correct version.
It's over there.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is up there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
The only thing the amendment's doing is the red language. See, where it says minimum, the specified, greater than the 2,000, that's the only thing we're doing on the amendment is adding those phrases in there.
Okay.
And we've not changed the section materially or anything like that. We're just trying to make sure it doesn't get misused.
Okay, does anybody else want to speak in favor? Please be brief.
I just want to make a editorial change there. My name is Iqbal Sheikh, Building Code Compliance Office. The F double two prime is incorrect. It should be F single prime M. That is the compressive strength of the masonry, single prime M.
Instead of a quote, it should be a positive. The
F double two prime is incorrect.
That's correct.
Single prime, F single prime M.
Okay, what he's saying is you're not supposed to use the quotation, you want to use an apostrophe.
Right.
That's the terminology.
It's editorial.
Right, it's editorial.
That's
okay.
The way it is in the code. I didn't do the editorial.
Right, it's just an editorial. Staff can fix it. Anybody else want to speak on this? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I was going to vote against it, but since they fixed it, I'm okay with it.
Okay. Charlie?
Yeah, I have a major problem. I never realized that this was in the code, but if you're using mortar for grout and it's based on 2,000 psi, all of the calculations for those tables are based on 2,500 pound. So that 2,000 needs to be 2,500 if you're going to use mortar. I don't know how many people use mortar for grout, and that's probably why I overlooked this in the code, because I'm thinking mortar. I don't have to worry about that because we're only using 1,500 pound for the block. But in the calculations, we use 2,500, which affects all of the bond strength and all of that stuff that relates to the reinforcing.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other discussion, TAC members? Craig? I think my batteries are going.
I share Charlie's concern, but I think this code change covers that because it does tell you that it has to meet a minimum of 2,000 PSI or the specified F prime M. So if you have, if what Charlie's saying is, and I'm sure he knows this, that everything's based off of 2,500 PSI, that 2,500 specified should be in the code. If it's not, we should add it to go in tandem to this code change. The reason why this code change is mainly needed is because, aside from the prescriptive requirements in the code that Charlie is referring to, masons are using mortar as grout, and that's very problematic. So this is a good code change, and I would guess I don't remember if that 2,500 PSI is in the code. If not, then I would suggest someone put a
I don't see it.
A comment to where we correct that.
Okay. Doug?
Yeah, I'd like to make a modification to change 2,000 to 2,500. As Craig had pointed out, if masons are using mortar and you said it's a problem, this will just enable them to do it and you're validating what they're doing. And if the tables are based on 2,500 PSI, then this code change should reflect that because otherwise it's going to get missed. Because they're going to see that 2,000, and that's what they're going to focus on. So
all right. Is there a second to the 2,500?
Second.
Any discussion on just that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Okay, so it's been amended to 2,500.
Just for
Hold on. Further discussion on the proposal as amended. Dan.
Yeah, I really don't understand why we're even considering the use of grout of a mortar instead of a masonry grout. It says when it's been tested. How are they going to do? What kind of tests are they going to do? You don't do cylinder tests on grout.
476.
You know, it's a prism test. And I doubt that they're going to be doing those prism tests, but, you know, maybe they will. But the biggest problem with this is not having consistency of mixture and quality control. At least if you use, you know, pre-batched concrete masonry grout from a supplier, you've got half a chance of getting a decent mix. When you got guys mixing mortar, masons mixing mortar on site, you know, I don't know what you're going to get. And if you're pouring grout into masonry cells for reinforced masonry, you know, if you've got bad mix, you're going to have bad masonry.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor of this amendment as amended, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Any opposed? 1. Passes. All right, next is 2691, editorial corrections. Does this stand on its own merits, Joe, or this next one, or do you need to explain it?
That stands on its own merits. It isn't the words. All
right. Right. I'd ask for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, 2579 was already voted on yesterday. 2376 was voted on yesterday. We're down to the last three amendments besides the withdrawal ones. And that's we're now on 2261. And guess what?
Thank you for
you know, participating in the process.
One of us needs to submit a modification to the commission.
I'll give you a second if you want to move this. It looks like it's just a name change.
Yeah. Any public comment? Hearing none. Is there a second?
Second. Got it.
Any discussion?
Okay. They just approved 2261, 8-0. Just so you know.
So, Did we just vote on 2261?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only got two more to go. And then you're overall.
That's what I thought. We just approved.
I think there were some grounds.
We approved it. Let's move. It was an 8-0 vote.
The next one is a marriage of the other one we passed 20, yesterday.
2691. Anthony Scala?
2169.
2169.
That marries the one we did yesterday that was in the building, I believe.
No problem.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Likewise opposed. Unanimous, 8-0. We're on 2103.
Is it 2103?
No, I think this is the one. We did this. The roofing tack. The roofing tack did this.
Okay. So it was deferred.
I think we voted on the building one.
No, this is the building one. Oh, it's residential. I'm sorry.
2103 is the residential.
Yeah.
All right. We're on 2173, comment one. Anthony Scala?
No, all those are withdrawn.
We're on 2103, are we not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm
sorry. Okay. All right. So 2173 was withdrawn. 2186.
What did we do with 2103?
It was deleted. It was deferred to the roofing tech.
No.
2103 is... I don't think we did anything first.
Okay, that's what I was hoping. Someone told me it was roofing tack.
I thought it was, but I apparently was wrong.
Okay, 2103. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is again not required because the 1/3 allowable stress for the wind was deleted in 2004 code, and it's just an absolute. This section is really not required.
We did.
It's obsolete.
We did the companion of this in building yesterday.
Right.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. I'm just going to go through the withdrawn. 2173 was withdrawn. 2186 was withdrawn. 2026 was withdrawn. 2674 was withdrawn. 2182 was withdrawn. And now we're into residential. 2256.
We need to take them one by one and let them not second. We need to still take action on each one, and they cannot second. For the withdrawn.
I think we dropped the election.
No, we have to still. We did last time.
The attorney agrees that or maintains that once we've got them, we have to act on them, whether withdrawn or not.
We have to say,
all right.
No second.
Yeah. All right, back to 2173.
Is there a second?
Is there a second?
George! Damn, George!
Alright. Fails, no second. 2186. Is there a second? There's no second. 2674. Any second? No second. 2182. Is there a second? Hearing none? Fails. 2256. Is there a second? None. 2188. Any second? Nope. 2257. No second. 2170. Comment 2. Any second? All right. Fails for lack of second. Now moving on to...
That's it.
That's it, right?
Yes.
That's it. Wow. Jeff, take 5 more minutes.
We still have a 1 p.m. meeting.
We have a meeting at 1 with the mechanical tech.
Okay. Any comments from the tech? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Recess.
Recess.
We got to reconvene at 1 o'clock. Mechanical.
Yes. Oh, all right. It's recess to 1.
I downloaded all the stuff on my computer because the links don't work.
Mo, is the room going to be secure?
I'll be in here. Yes.